welcome to episode 29 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on January 9th, 2011. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Can you believe the holidays are over and the new year is upon us? We hope this year is full of learning, fun, and imagination for you. We enjoyed spending time over the holidays by playing board games that we made, visiting different worlds we made up in our imaginations, and telling stories at bedtime. Bedtime is one of our favorite times when we are all snuggled up, clean from our baths, and talking about our day. The story The Wrestling Match was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What do you do to get ready for a good night's sleep? The Wrestling Match by Chris and Melissa Bouguet.
Let's get ready to rumble!
The spectators take their seats on the outside of the square ring. They are all abuzz, trading memories of last night's match. They recount their favorite moves performed by the two wrestlers, and they can hardly wait for the rematch. The nightly wrestling competition is always entertaining, a highlight of the evening. Suddenly, the door at the end of the long hallway opens, and the wily veteran emerges. A large hulk of a man quietly lumbers toward the ring. His face is full of experience, and he cracks his neck, ready for the nightly tumble. In his hand, he holds the footy pajamas, small and pink, with hearts covering the outside. They dangle down, brushing his thighs as he walks towards his opponent. The second wrestler, the rookie, already in the ring, is full of spunk. Giggles of glorious glee erupt from her insides at the sight of the competition. Pacing around the ring, dressed in only her diaper, the younger, faster wrestler lives for this moment, and she can't wait to dance their nightly tango. The rookie takes a deep breath, trying to look as intimidating as possible, but the coy smile makes it hard for anyone to believe the ruse. The wrestlers steady themselves and look into each other's eyes. There is mutual respect and admiration, a bond between two warriors ready for action. Like sharks, the wrestlers begin to circle one another as anticipation builds. The spectators are ready for the two gladiators to intertwine. Who will make the first move? Ding! Comes the call from one of the spectators, and the match begins. The veteran dives forward in a lunge, pink pajamas in hand, but the rookie is as quick as lightning. Unfazed, the veteran spins and swipes for his opponent. For a moment, fingers fumble with material, but a squirm and a wiggle allow the smaller, more agile rookie to find freedom. Determined, the ox of a man rolls forward, surprisingly fast for his size and age, and finally wraps his big arms around the rookie's torso in a giant bear hug. She twitches, twirls, and grunts, straining to break free. Maintaining the hold with one hand, the veteran grabs an ankle and tries to force it into one of the legs of the pajamas. The rookie, predicting the move, spins gracefully, twisting the material around like a pretzel. A groan of frustration pours from the veteran as beads of sweat begin to bubble on his forehead. Snarling, the veteran doubles his efforts as the rookie howls with laughter. Abandoning the ankles, the veteran tries for an arm and succeeds at sending one hand, fingers spread like a spiderweb, through the sleeve. Encouraged by his small victory, the veteran goes for the other arm, but before he can grab it, the rookie decides to try something new, a little trick she'd been working on between matches. She flops down to the ground, letting her body fall limp. The new deadweight move has its desired effect, confusing the veteran, who suddenly looks panicked. Like a possum, the rookie lays there, unmoving, trying not to breathe as the veteran, quite literally, scratches his head, wondering what could be wrong. She fights back the urge to chuckle for a moment, but then she can contain herself no longer. Laughter erupts from her clenched lips like hot lava. She tries to make a run for it, but the veteran pounces, shoving her second arm into the sleeve. With two down and two to go, the match is half over. Victory seems imminent for the veteran, but he is showing signs of fatigue. Trying to end the match quickly, he flips the rookie around, hugging her from behind. Using his big paws, he grabs one leg just above the knee and forces it into the footy. The rookie flails and hollers, shaking her leg violently, but it is hopeless. Once in, the veteran turns his attention to the rookie's one remaining limb. Using the same technique, with victory within his sights, the veteran forces her second leg into place. Reaching down, he desperately grabs the zipper and pulls. It shoots up like a rocket, locking the rookie in place. The spectators cheer loudly and the match is over. The veteran has won the bout. Admitting defeat, the rookie spins to wrap her arms around her former opponent. Both are sweaty, both are laughing, but at long last, the veteran is triumphant. The rookie squeezes the veteran tightly, and he squeezes her back. Relief washes over him as he soaks up her embrace. Then, planting her hands on his cheeks, she looks him straight in the eyes. She smiles one last time and says, "Daddy, I pooped." We hope you enjoyed the story. We would like to send out bright birthday wishes to Colton G. of Maryland, Katie M. of West Virginia, Kate G. of Maryland, Dana V. of Toddler Brain, Heather E. of Virginia, and a very special birthday wish to Mr. Chris of the Nightlight Stories household. We hope your day sparkled. We hope your day sparkled. Do you think your grandma would like this story? How about your aunt? Do you think she needs a laugh? Or how about your teacher or your best friend? If you think this story might make someone you care about smile, share it with them. Send them a link to nightlightstories.net and let them know that you're thinking of them. We'd also really appreciate it if you could take a moment to leave a review on iTunes. This makes it easier for others to find us. Speaking of finding us, I wanted to remind everyone that we have a Facebook fan page, so look us up and like us. We post questions, story insights, and much, much more. We hope to see you there. Also, you may have noticed a surprise in the podcast feed. Do you remember the story, The I'm Sorry Truck? It was episode 8, so it was quite a while ago. We created a printable board game for you and your family to enjoy. All you have to do is print the game out, grab a spinner or some dice, and play. Use different coins as game pieces or create your own markers out of paper and crayons. Use your imagination and have fun as you race to the recycling center. Happy New Year, everyone, and as always, we look forward to the many stories we can share together.